Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's focus in on Liverpool Football Club with former Red striker John Dernan. Morning, Derns. Right, let's focus on a couple of stories here. Steven Gerrard, up for the cop, is the back of the mirror this morning. Stevie I's coaching role with Reds. Now, we were all made aware that MK Dons had approached him about the possibility of being their next manager. It seems like he's backed away from that conversation. Rightly so or not, in your eyes, Derns?
I think the only off-putting thing, and this is, this might sound crazy, location. I think he wanted to be home with his family. I think the fact that MK Dons is not the easiest place to get to, he would have to have moved down there or certainly rented or stayed down there. And to travel back there and from the MK Dons is not the easiest place. Like I said, it takes 2.5 hours at least. So, but he's ambitious and it would have been a great start for him. Big club, I think. And you've seen the success managers have had who have been there, who started their career. So the fact that he turned it down, maybe that was one of the things. But, I mean, the fact that you don't know what's going on behind the scenes with Liverpool, maybe they might be enticing him. And if that's the case, I think he would jump at the chance.
Is he ready for it? Is he ready for a club even like MK Dons? I mean, clearly he's being linked with it because of his name. That's the thing, the club themselves. I know the MK Dons chairman, he's liked to get a few big-name role models in there, hasn't he? Pete Winkleman is the man who's the chairman of the MK Dons. In the past, he's brought the likes of Paul Ince there, hasn't he? And a few other names. Ian Wright's been involved. But is he really ready to manage a club?
Well, when's the right time to be ready to manage a club, Steve? I think everyone talks about experience. How do you get experience? You've got to get experience somewhere. What a fantastic and great player. It doesn't mean you're going to be a great manager. That doesn't just come naturally, but if he was got ambitions to stay in the game, he's got to jump in the deep end, I think. And if an opportunity like that comes, because they don't come easily nowadays, the way managerial vacancies come, there's so many good managers out there who are out of work, who have had experience. But like I said, I have this gripe about people always not experienced. Well, it's like anything else. The only way you're going to experience it is you go in, maybe at the deep end, and try it yourself.
Some people get that experience at the top end straight away, don't they? I know, for example, Ryan Giggs wasn't the number one, but Ryan Giggs went straight in as a number two. I just wonder what level it is that's right. And I mentioned Paul Ince. He started at the very bottom end of things, didn't he? Well, where is it right to begin your coaching career, or is there no obvious starting point?
For me, I think you've got to coach first. I think to jumping straight into management, I think, I don't know. I think you've got to understand the game away from being a player to obviously have an eye on how you coach, how you train, how you're going to manage players. Because a manager is a manager. The job title's there. You have to manage players, and every player is different. So that's why you've got to admire the likes of Ferguson, who had success so many years over decades, to all these big-time players. Remember Alan Ball saying he couldn't get the best out of these players because they were multi-millionaires, and some days he just didn't fancy it. So they just down-choose, basically, because they were millionaires and he had no motivation. So a good manager tried to motivate them players day in and day out, week in and week out, and get the best out of them. And for me, I think you've got to go behind the scenes, do a bit of coaching first, just to understand, to see how they train and how players tick.
So for Stephen, according to the Mirror today, he will now be in conversations with Liverpool about a role there, possibly within the academy. And that might be a joint role which gives him time to actually have an involvement with the FA as well at St George's Park. If it was Liverpool, if there was to be something straight away at Anfield or at the academy, what would it be?
Some kind of, obviously, a mentor. I think he would be there to should be around the club for the younger players. I mean, my God, what an icon to have around the club to motivate you.
You'd be in awe of that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but it'd be just great to come in knowing that Steven Gerrard's going to be around the club while you're all around there training. It'd be fantastic. And he knows the club inside out. For me, it's a no-brainer if he wants to stay at Liverpool, or do you want to have a clean break and get away? But for me, I think his heart's still in Liverpool. And for him, to be around that club, and as I said, just to entice better, to get the best out of players. There's no one better to have around.
And do you think Jurgen Klopp would be happy with that as well?
I think so. I think Jurgen Klopp, obviously, he's only seen a bit of him when he was obviously when he was in LA Galaxy, and he was home and he was training. He was letting them train with them. I think he realised, you know, what an influence Steven Gerrard was around the club, and I think I don't think he'd be a threat of one kind. If, you know, ending that in the back of his mind, I think the fact that Steven Gerrard's not ready to manage a club like Liverpool, no way, not yet. But in time and in the future, why not? If he was to prove his credentials as a manager then, or, you know, first as a coach, and then who knows what Steven Gerrard's going to be in future years. Is he going to be a future Liverpool manager? I mean, it doesn't sound ridiculous to me. I think all possibilities, it could happen.
Well, you just said that word, a threat. And I didn't say it because, you know, I'm thinking to myself, are other people thinking that? Do they perceive if Steven Gerrard joined Liverpool in some capacity, does it look like some sort of threat longer term to the manager? Is it wrong to be thinking in that way at all?
No, not at all. I mean, okay, maybe. It's not. It's just a word. I mean, a threat is obviously you're threatening to, you know, whatever. It's there. It is what it is. But no, I mean, Klopp, I think, would be open arms to invite Steven Gerrard to get him to the club. I think it'd be an asset to him, and he wouldn't. I mean, we're talking about Klopp now and the impact he's made and what he's done in football. He wouldn't be thinking like that. People outside the game might think, oh, you know, he might be a threat. Things don't go along well along the line in a few years' time, but I don't think Klopp would be thinking that. I think, like I said, he'd be an asset more than anything.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.